Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
It is finished. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. What exactly is it that is finished? Tetelestai is the Greek word that is translated into "it is finished." Tetelestai can mean to complete an activity or process, to bring to an end, to finish or complete. The author of this passion narrative in John has Jesus saying that it, that something had come to an end. Maybe it is taking us all the way back to the beginning of Genesis when sin first entered the world. Maybe it is taking us back to the beginning of the Gospel of John when John the Baptist prophesied about the coming of the Lamb of God. Maybe it is taking us to the last breath of Jesus' life in a body. The text doesn't tell us what it means. No matter what the author of John is referring to, we are supposed to be able to believe that through the event on the cross, there is an end, a completion to suffering. And yet, we are left staring at this empty cross, wondering what it could mean for Jesus to say, "It is finished." Are we supposed to believe that it was finished in Aurora, Colorado, or Roseburg, Oregon? What about in San Bernardino, California, or Newtown, Connecticut? Or what about Orlando, Florida, Las Vegas, Nevada, Sutherland Springs, Texas, or a high school in Parkland, Florida? What about Trayvon Martin, Natasha McKenna, or Mike Brown? The list has no end. This list of cities and schools and bodies that have been traumatized by gun violence, it is not finished. Was it a lie spoken from the cross? Were Jesus' words as empty as a gun after all of the bullets have been shot into the heads and the hearts of children? Maybe when Jesus had his arms spread wide open and said, "It is finished," what he was really saying was, "Hands up, don't shoot." When I was at the March for Our Lives rally in Chicago on Saturday, I was moved by the stories and the testimony and the dance that people were sharing. I cried when person after person went to the microphone and told me about how their loved one had been stolen from them by gun violence. And I was disturbed by the gospel text for this Good Friday. God damn it. How is it finished? When the rally was over, I marched hand in hand with the people that I love, and I was surrounded by strangers. After reading the signs that people had written and overhearing conversations, I learned that we were each there for different reasons. We were each there for different reasons, and we were all there because it isn't finished. When we are standing at the foot of the cross, we are told that it is finished. Tetelestai. And we know as we stand at the foot of our own cross and listen to the news and look in the mirror and march for our lives, we know that it isn't finished. And yet, we know that there is an empty tomb. We have been given glimpses of the empty tomb, and we know that the suffering and the death and the violence and the shootings are not the end. Even when the words, "it is finished," feels like a lie, we can trust in the promise that soon the tomb will be empty again.